Hello and welcome back to The Court Jester. I am your host, Cleo Bethenu, and this is your weekly dose of medieval absurdity. I'm a medievalist and storyteller, and before I take you into the depths of the most audacious comedy of the Middle Ages, I am here to warn you that this was written several hundred years ago, and humour was very different back then. Today's story is not in any particular need for a content warning, because our usual themes of hardcore obscenity, gender binarism, violence and all that is not present. But if you can't take a religious joke, then maybe this episode is not for you. If, however, you can consume this content in context, let me tell you about the donkey's legacy. If you're one of those people who go after prosperity, you shall see the worst face of the world, because people like you and me, people like us, people who go after prosperity, we deal with a lot of envy. We're surrounded by folk with sharp tongues and spiteful, ungrateful, slanderous men who will praise us in our face and call us names behind our back. You know what I'm talking about. The same was true for the priest who is the hero of our story today, who lived in a nice parish, had a beautiful church, and had dedicated his entire life in amassing vast amounts of wealth. He had chests of clothes, he had a treasury packed with coins, and he had so much wheat in his granary that he could make money out of it. He could wait between Easter and September, and no one, not even a close friend, would make him sell his produce for a lesser price or make him forfeit any type of profit. He was not very big on the way of charity. However, he did have a donkey, a very loyal and very able beast who had served him for 20 years, and in those 20 years, the poor animal actually redefined the idea of servitude. Having so multiplied his master's riches, eventually the donkey died. The priest held him so dear that he ordered everyone to stay away from the body and not reuse any parts of him for any other purpose, but instead to dig a grave for him in the church courtyard and lay him to rest. You didn't think this person had a soul, did you? But now let's leave that bit and let's go talk about another man. We're going to talk about a bishop. This bishop was the kind of man that wasn't inclined towards envy. He was very generous, he was well-mannered, he was basically what you would expect to find in a bishop. His house was always open to all good Christians, and he would be a friend and benefactor to anyone who had his need. His dining hall was always open, his servants loved him, and he, in turn, honored their needs and desires. It happened one day that this man, who was so free with his belongings and his goodwill, he had company. And soon, discussion went towards those members of the clergy, those thieving priests, those grasping vultures that had no honour and no goodwill ever sprung from them. Of course, you realise that if you start this discussion and you happen to have in your area a priest like the one we talked about in the beginning of our story, it's only a matter of time until his name comes up. And it was mentioned that rumour has it that he had enough money for three people, not just one, let alone a member of the clergy. "And you know what," said one of the visitors, "he's done a thing recently that if you knew about it, Bishop, it would definitely give him at least a fine, if not something worse." "Well, if you know of something he has done, then you should definitely tell me about it," said the bishop. "So," said the visitor, "he acted like a proper infidel. He had a donkey, he called him Baduin, and he buried him in consecrated earth." "Well, if that's true, he is disgraced, and so is his wealth," said the bishop. "Go get him. Go get him and bring him before me, and I will pass judgment on the extreme sinfulness of his deeds." And so they sent for the priest, who sensed that he would have to come up with some sort of defence. The bishop waited for him with a furious welcome. "You heathen! Did you bury your donkey in a church? I've never heard of anything more sacrilegious than this. Do you think the donkey was baptized Christian? Do you know I could have you locked up for this? Or worse? My bishop, said the priest, I hear you, I see the right in your words, but I will kindly ask you to give me one day to prepare my defense, and I will present myself to you tomorrow with a proper argument. Well, I can give you one day's delay, said the bishop, but don't think that it will make any difference in the sentence that awaits you. No, I'm not expecting that, said the priest. I just wanted to make sure that I present a proper defense for myself. The bishop was taking this seriously, and so was the priest. So he let the day go by, and the following morning, he woke up and picked up from his chest 20 pounds of gold in coins from his own money, and put it all in a wallet and tied it around his waist and went to meet the bishop. The bishop saw him approaching and could not resist a tease. How did that last day work for you then, he said. Did you have enough time to ponder on the consequences of your heinous crime? I did have time, said the priest. I spent it contemplating and having a discussion with myself, and I have something to tell you, bishop, if we could please talk in private. And thus he leaned, almost touching the bishop's nose, and he said, I need to tell you this, and if you don't agree with what I say, you can sentence me. But this was a really good donkey. He was worth more than twice his weight in gold. He served me for 20 years with exemplary loyalty. However, what I'm here to tell you is that I give you my word, and I swear to the salvation of my soul, that this animal was making me 20 shillings a year. And this animal was putting aside money every year, and he had amassed 20 pounds of gold that he put aside specifically and asked me as he was dying to give them to you so that you pray for his soul and pardon him for his faults and ensure that he doesn't spend the afterlife amongst the damned. 20 pounds in gold, said the bishop. Yes, sire, 20 pounds in gold. I have them here. God save his soul, then, and forgive his sins, and cast aside any misdeeds he may have had, and forgive everything else, said the bishop. And this is how the bishop fell into sin. And this is how a donkey taught him charity. And here's the end of my fabliau. When you have enough money, you shouldn't really fear about life's impediments or consequences. See how this donkey's legacy paid for his Christian burial. This was the story of the donkey's legacy, a fabliau written by Rutebeuf, whose name we know, one of the few ones that we know the name of the author, storyteller, whoever it is that conceived that beautiful story. If you liked what you heard, tell everyone you know about the Court Jester and follow and like and rate us in whatever platform you are listening to us just now. You can also follow the Court Jester on social media. There's links for that in the show notes, and we can talk about this episode, other episodes, and all things medieval. And last thing before I go, if you like what you hear, you can also support the podcast on Patreon. The Court Jester is the labor of love of a medievalist and storyteller who does not otherwise get any sense of achievement in her life. Yes, I'm talking about myself in the third person. And if you choose to support the podcast, you'll get bonus episodes, additional material, and other good things. Thank you for listening. Until next time.